The ringing of the bells is a traditional call to prayer. So we allow the sound, that ringing, to lead us to these 20 minutes of stillness and silence, in which we move to our deepest desire, which is simply to hear Jesus speaking directly to us. And to help us to do this in this Lectio Divina, we use the scriptures, the scripture passage of the day. And we begin by taking moments to prepare, to be comfortable, to be aware of your breathing. Perhaps a couple of yawns is a good way to put some oxygen into the lungs and to help us to relax, and then gradually allow your breathing to deepen. As you breathing out all anxiety, all worry, and on the in-breaths, breathing in all the good things that God has to offer you in these moments. Don't try to empty your mind. Simply allow what is ever there to be there. While these thoughts, these anxieties and worries might be a problem for us, they're not a problem for God. They're certainly not an obstacle to the work that Jesus is wanting to do with you in these moments. Become aware of the people for whom you wish to pray, for whom you are concerned. Be aware of those whose presence is encouraging you and giving you hope, but also be aware of those who you are finding more difficult. Be aware of the circumstances that are part of your life, the things that you are enjoying. And the circumstances that are more difficult for you, all of this we allow to be in our mind as we prepare to listen to Jesus speak to us. Allow your desire to hear the voice of Jesus to grow. Be aware of your expectation. Be aware of your need. Today's Gospel reading for Saturday of the 33rd week in Ordinary Time is from Luke, chapter 20, verses 27 through 40. Some Sadducees, those who deny that there is a resurrection, approached Jesus and they put this question to him. "Teacher, Moses prescribed for us, if a man's married brother dies childless, the man shall marry the widow, to raise up children for his brother. Well then, there were seven brothers. The first, having married a wife, died childless. The second, and then the third, married the widow. And the same with all seven. They died, leaving no children. Finally, the woman herself died. Now, at the resurrection, whose wife will she be, since she has been married to all seven?" Jesus replied, "The children of this world take wives and husbands, but those who are judged worthy of a place in that world and in the resurrection from the dead do not marry, because they can no longer die, for they are the same as the angels. And being children of the resurrection, they are children of God. And Moses himself implies that the dead rise again. In the passage about the bush where he calls the Lord the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Now he is God not of the dead, but of the living, for to him everyone is alive. Some scribes then spoke up. They said, "You have spoken well, teacher," for they no longer dared to ask him any more questions. Rather than try and remember what you heard, simply invite Jesus to reveal to you. Some Sadducees, those who deny that there is a resurrection, approached Jesus and they put this question to him. "Teacher, Moses prescribed for us, if a man's married brother dies childless, the man shall marry the widow to raise up children for his brother. Well then, there were 7 brothers. The first, having married a wife, died childless. The second and then the third married the widow. And the same with all 7, they died leaving no children. Finally, the woman herself died. Now, at the resurrection, whose wife will she be, since she has been married to all 7? Jesus replied, "The children of this world take wives and husbands, but those who are judged worthy of a place in that world and in the resurrection from the dead do not marry, because they can no longer die. For they are the same as the angels, and being children of the resurrection, they are children of God." And Moses himself implies that the dead rise again. In the passage about the bush where he calls the Lord the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Now he is God not of the dead, but of the living, for to him everyone is alive. Some scribes then spoke up. They said, "You have spoken well, teacher," for they no longer dared to ask him any more questions. Now that we have heard this reading with renewed ears, with deeper openness, speak to Jesus about your own life, about what you heard in this scripture passage. We've heard the reading, we've pondered, we've meditated on the words, we have spoken to Jesus about what we have heard. Now we come to the next phase of our prayer, the contemplation. It's often easy to talk about what we talk to Jesus about if we're expressing this to others, but contemplation, it can kind of seem as though we're wasting time or even daydreaming, but don't worry about that. We're simply going to gift Jesus the time in these minutes. We're not going to worry too much. We're going to give the responsibility for this prayer to Jesus. It's his turn now to speak to us. Let's listen. What do you sense, Jesus, saying to you? Again, don't worry too much if you feel as though your mind's wandering. We've given the responsibility for communication in these minutes, the responsibility for this prayer to Jesus. We're giving him the time, the work of this prayer. This prayer of contemplation is not our work, it's the work of Jesus. All we need to do is to give the time and to stay with our desire to hear his voice. And now we come to the final stage of this prayer, this Lectio Divina prayer, this holy reading time. A stage often known as the action stage, and we tend to think, now that I've heard the reading and meditated and spent some time in contemplation, what can I do? A better question is not what can I do, but Jesus, what are you calling me to do? Jesus, what are you inviting me to do? How are you calling me to change the way I think, the way I act, as a result of this time of prayer? As this time of prayer draws to a close, let's not worry too much about what we feel has happened or not happened in the time. The fact is, we gave these minutes to Jesus. And often when we don't think much has happened, or we think we've been all over the place, there are the very times when, at a level deeper than our consciousness, Jesus has been working in us and through us. And so we conclude this time with confidence. All glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.